never got excited, you know. So they got around and they called a big bash meeting. Louis Horn, he was ahead of it. So they fixed it up and over and says, I make a motion that every fisherman pays $1 license to catch horses. So it went on like that. So they got the state to appropriate some money where they started paying shells and coon is what they call it, those sea horses. Well, all the bedding grounds, putting your hat over the back during the reef, big. Dick Ockey had half of the bay. George Fries has all these Red Vine Ocean Spring had 1,500 feet way out from the beach. But we all got a petition up. Set it up to state and so they fixed it to 500 feet. It's only used a lot for bed ground, oyster ground. So they got old Charlie Winslow. He was the chief inspector, he was going to look over that. So, old Charlie went to walking out there, measuring 500 feet, and that fellow had to pull their stakes in. Understand?
Yeah.
Pull them stakes in, and Fries, he had 1,500 feet, he had to pick, well, all of it. That's all you was allowed. That was the state law.
Yeah.
If you want to oyster ground on a well, property front where you're paying taxes, that you providing there wasn't no navigating channel in between that. You had to follow the channel. That's how come us to lose ours. We wouldn't front no property front.
Yeah.
It was out in the middle of the bay. So they all pulled that stakes in and they begin planting shells and seed horses from, they used to call that Scranton. It wasn't Pascagoula there, it was Scranton. And all that, the first, you know. And I mean, we tell you, that was a oyster ground place, that state reef during Bluxer. So I never done nothing else in my life in the winter time. My dad didn't have to go out in the marsh.
Yeah.
But pollution. They're going, them pollution bands are going to them. They're going, I admit they're doing some good, but they're going to the limit for pollution. I'll tell you the reason why. When them bohemians was coming down by train loads in Biloxi, when them Seymour factories were all blooming up, you know where they had their toilets? On the end of the wharf, on the side of the wharf. And it was a big bunch of people in the factory. And in all these places was out in the water. That's where you mess with.
Yeah.
And other things, you know. That was the best saving horse you ever get in your life. I can't kid you, Richard. They all tell you that more time. You see, I want to tell you something, son. I never went to college, nothing. Now, humans got to have so much filth in them. If you're too delicate and kind of take a bath every once in a while, every night, maybe it's morning, you're going to have to go and get some vitamins from the doctor.